Experiences are what people love most about travel. With Viator, you can browse and book tours and activities so incredible you'll want to tell your friends. They offer everything from simple tours to extreme adventures in over 190 countries. There's something for everyone. Download the Viator app now and use Viator10 for 10% off your first booking. One app, over 300,000 experiences you'll remember. Do more with Viator.
Welcome to the Todd Starnes Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. Mamma mia, America, we've got the problem here. Hello, everybody. Todd Starnes. Oh, my gosh. We've got a huge problem. And I'm telling you right now, folks, this could be the one issue that turns New York City Republican. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the program. Good to have you with us today. Now, we got a lot happening in Washington, and we're going to get to the Biden scandals and the impeachments and all of that stuff. We're going to get to that. And we're going to get to even the Trump audio from 2021. But we've got to talk about what I believe to be the biggest, most important story of the day, and that is New York City pizza. Now, I have a lot to say about New York City, most of it not good. But I will say this, the pizza is the best in America. Yes, I said it, the pizza is best in America, except for Papa John's. But otherwise, it's the best in America. And everybody in New York City has their own pizza joint they go to. I prefer John's, for example. John's on Bleecker Street is good. You've got there's a great pizza joint, Lombardi's, down in the Village, and it's off of Mulberry Street. I'm just doing this by memory here. And there's a local place down in Brooklyn that I used to go to all the time called La Villa, which made a delicious pizza. And it's not the, I'm not a big fan of that deep dish stuff that you guys eat in Chicago. It's more what you guys are. That's more like, I don't know, lasagna on bread. I mean, it's just too thick. You know what I mean? You got to have a slice. And there's a great place, by the way, if you're going to Brooklyn, get on the subway, get off at Avenue H, and it's right there on the Avenue H stop in Brooklyn. And there's a guy, he's like in his 80s, right? And you walk in. And it's a dive pizza joint, but the place is clean. There's no tables. So you have to stand there, and the guy literally makes every single pizza by hand. And he's the only one who makes the pizzas, and he's in his 80s. That's all he does. And, he makes you the pizza. You go outside, you sit down, you get yourself a Baptist martini. For you Lutherans out there, that's a Diet Coke with a wedge of lemon. And you sit down on the sidewalk and you enjoy your slice and pray you don't get mugged. That's New York City life for you. But even the muggers are going to be respectful. And if you're sitting there on the sidewalk and you're drinking a Baptist martini and you're eating a slice, the thugs are going to respect that and they will let you by. So anyway, great pizza out. All that to say, that's what New York City is known for. You want to know the secret? You want to know the secret to why New York City pizza is so good? It's in the water, right? It's shocking. New York City has some of the best water in the world. And that's, by the way, why the bagels taste so good. You go into a bagel shop. I'm not talking about the ones you get in the bag at the supermarket. Those aren't bagels. Those are hockey pucks that you can eat. I'm talking about going down to like Zabar's over the Upper West Side and getting yourself a homemade bagel. And they're going to tell you, you want to know what the secret is? Wow, you're going to tell me what the secret is? Yeah, sure. It's the water. I'm like, get out of here. No, but it's true. It really is the water. So anyway, why the heck are we talking about pizza? Well, the reason why is because pizza is what makes New York great. It's not Broadway. It's the pizza. Nobody cares about all those people singing and dancing and tiptoeing through the tulips and doing the jazz hands. You look fabulous on Broadway. Nobody cares. But the pizza, mamma mia. And now they're coming under fire. The liberals have declared war, ladies and gentlemen, on pizza pie. And I'm telling you, all hell's going to break loose over there. You mark my words. They will fist fight in the street over pizza. I'm telling you, mark my words here, people. So anyway, here's what's going down, and it is an ugly story. So New York City, most of the old school pizza joints, and by the way, the only good pizza joints, prepare their pizzas one of two ways, in either a wood-fired oven or a coal-fired oven. I went to, It was Lombardi's. It's Lombardi's in the Village, and they do the coal. And so when you get the pizza, and Dylan, we're gonna have to take a family trip to New York City, and I'll take the whole family over to Lombardi's. And when you get the pizza and you're holding that slice in your hands are going to be black because of the soot, but it gives it flavor. It's very delicious. So anyway, that's how you make pizza in New York City. And, of course, then there's Grimaldi's in Brooklyn. So you can't forget Grimaldi's. And Patsy's is good, but it's the lasagna over at Patsy's. But anyway, I digress. So now the Department of Environmental Protection in New York City has drafted some bonkers new rules. And they're communist, right? They're communist. They hate pizza. They're communist. And possibly heathen. Anyway, the Department of Environmental Protection has drafted some new rules that would force pizza joints to crack down on wood and coal-fired ovens, which, by the way, is the only way to actually cook a pie. Otherwise, you may as well just head down to the Piggly Wiggly and get yourself a DiGiorno and shove it into your oven. It's like eating cardboard with fake cheese. Anyway, the Department of Environmental Protection, they call themselves DEP. And DEP says these pizza joints have to cut their emissions by up to 75%. And they're going to require all of these mom-and-pop pizza joints to install this filtration system that could cost tens of thousands of dollars. And if the owners cannot afford that, they would have to shut down their pizza joints. Do you understand what's going on here? They're attacking our joy, America. That's what they're doing. The progressives, they're sort of like ticks. I don't know. Here in the South, we have ticks. So these little bugs, and they latch onto you, and they just suck your blood. And that's just, and the only way to get them out is you got to get a lighter, and then you've got to burn them off. That's the only way. You can't pick the tick off. Right? You got to burn that sucker. And that's what we're dealing with here in America. You've got these radical progressives, and they're like godless, heathen, blood-sucking ticks. And they just suck the joy right out of America. They suck our happiness right out of America. And it's a sad thing. And that's why they're going after... Look, why do you think AOC wants to go after our hamburgers, right? She said, we got to stop eating hamburgers to save the environment. We've got to stop flying on jetliners to save the environment. May I contend here, ladies and gentlemen, that planet Earth is not worth saving if we cannot enjoy a delicious, juicy, grilled cheeseburger. That's what I say. So anyway, people are getting outraged in New York City over this. I mean, people are really angry, and this is a good thing because... Finally, people are starting to wake up, and they're discovering that these progressives are very bad people. AOC is a very bad person. She's also a moron. She doesn't know how to use a garbage disposal. What kind of a grown adult with working thumbs doesn't know how to use a garbage disposal? I do not understand that. I digress. These are very bad people. And they want you to be under their thumb. whatever makes you happy, they will destroy. They'll take away from you. Cheeseburgers, airline travel, delicious pizza from Lombardi's or Grimaldi's in Brooklyn. They will take that away from you. That's what these people do. One outraged customer told the New York Post, "You guys, I'm all for the responsible environmental practice, but tell Al Gore to take one less private jet or something. Jeez-a-loo." That's how they talk up there. I love it. Great accent. Elon Musk also weighed in. "This is utter BS. It won't make a difference to climate change," right? I just want to know, how many holes in the freaking ozone has a large pizza from Grimaldi's with pepperoni and sausage caused? How many people have died as a result of suffocating? That's what I want to know. So now other people are beginning to take action, and we're going to play some audio for you. And I wish we could play the whole thing, but it's a little profane for you guys. But it's great. So this guy, I'm setting all of this up. This guy goes over to City Hall over in Lower Manhattan, and this guy's having none of it. He's coming armed with boxes of pizza, and he is staging his very own, like, Boston Tea Party. Remember how the Patriots, they all went out there and they dumped the tea into Boston Harbor? Well, this guy, his name is Scott Lobato, and like a good Italian, he shows up at City Hall in front of the giant wrought iron fence, and he opens up the large pizza box, and he's got a large cheese pizza, and he is chunking the pieces over the wrought iron fence. It's a beautiful thing, and here's what that all sounded like. Cut number 5.
"The woke-ass idiots who run this city are doing everything in their power to destroy it. We have naked men with their titties bouncing around all over the city yesterday, in public, in front of children. We have the most violent, raging crime rate ever. We are being invaded by illegal immigrants who are being treated way better than our homeless veterans, our teachers, and first responder heroes who were fired, still not compensated, because they didn't take the Fauci injection. Our city schools produce the dumbest kids, and the woke-ass punks who run New York City are afraid of pizza? The world used to respect New Yorkers as tough, thick-skinned, and gritty. Now we have become p***ified. It's a damn shame. You heard of the Boston Tea Party? Well, this is the Boston, New York, this is the New York Pizza Party. Give us pizza or give us death."
Thank you, sir. I love this. Thank you, Scott Lobato. Give us pizza or give us death. Now, to help you understand what all of this means, because folks south of the Mason-Dixon line are thinking, what the heck? It's just like Little Caesars. How dare you, sir? How dare you compare New York City pizza to Little Caesars? Pizza, pizza, how dare you? So let me put it this way. Messing with a New Yorker's slice of cheese pizza, that's kind of like messing around with a Southerner's fried chicken and biscuits. Somebody's nose going to be looking like a giant meatball. All right, we're going to take a break here. I'm telling you, this... Am I wrong here, folks? The progressives, they want to make us miserable. They want to take away our joy, just like a big, fat, ugly tick. They want to suck the joy right out of America. 844-747-8868. We've got Sal in New York wants to weigh in. We're going to be taking your calls. This is the Todd Starn Show.
Legacy Precious Metals has a revolutionary new online platform that allows you to invest in real gold and silver online. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and in just a few easy steps, you can open an account online, select your metals of choice, and choose to have them stored in a vault or shipped to your door. You'll have access to a dashboard where you can track your portfolio growth in real time, anytime, and you'll see transparent pricing on every coin and bar. This puts you in complete control of your money. The platform is free to sign up for. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com and open your account and see this new investing platform for yourself.
Gold hedges against inflation and against a volatile stock market. A true diversified portfolio isn't just more stocks and bonds, but different asset classes. And this new platform allows you to make investments in gold and silver, no matter how small or large, with a few clicks. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com to get started. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com or call 866-649-0304. That number again, 866-649-0304, and start investing today. All right, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. No, people are really upset about all of this, and I don't blame them one bit. It would be like coming down to Memphis, the barbecue capital of the world, and telling all the barbecue cooks they would no longer be able to use hickory wood in their barbecue. Tennessee would secede from the union. I mean, it's that big of a deal. Let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Let's go to Sal in New York. Hi, Sal. What do you make of these new rules that they want to put out?
Yeah, Todd, I think these new rules are awful. Do you think it was Moloch that was...
All right. Appreciate the call there, Sal. I'm not sure what happened. I think Sal got dropped. So, anyway, it's tough. I mean, people are really fired up about this. Dave Portnoy is not too happy. Cut number six, please.
In New York City, some little liberal arts, Ivy League, pink-haired, crazy liberal who's never worked one day in the real world is on an environmental commission. And they woke up from their little nappy poo, wherever that may be. And they're like, I figured out how to save the world today. We have to get rid of coal oven pizzerias in New York City. We got to stop that. The emissions, I guess, is pollution, blah, blah, blah. You know what? Pizzerias use coal ovens. All the best. All the best. John's a Bleecker. Patsy's. Totano's. You name it. Any pizza place, they're like, oh, this is Manhattan. This is old school. This is what people think about when they think of NYC. They have a coal oven. They've been grandfathered in. They've been there for 100 years minimum, most of them. And this environmental commission, blah-de-da-da person, wakes up and wants to ban coal ovens? Are you kidding me? Do you know what's going on in New York? You got rats. You got trash in the city. You got cars, planes, private planes. You got people getting slashed on the subway. You got flash mobs robbing stores. And you're coming for coal oven pizzerias? You think shutting down like 10 to 15 pizza places is going to make a difference? They've been there for 100 years.
Well, he got a point, right? A lot of them have been there over 100 years. And they say that's the biggest problem facing New York City are pizza joints. There you go. Coming up, we've got this crazy story out of Seattle. We have the video up at our website, toddstearns.com. Seattle Gay Pride Celebration have a carnival. This carnival, they have kids. And they were encouraging the kids to throw fake bricks at Republicans like President Trump. The video shows a young boy literally being cheered on by adults as he's being told to throw a brick at the head of former President Trump. There were pictures of Supreme Court Justice Neil Gorsuch, Senator Ted Cruz, MTG. The sign was labeled Basket of Deplorables. Understand here, they're literally trying to teach the kids to become domestic terrorists, right? I mean, that's what they're doing here. They're grooming these kids. Go ahead, kid, throw a brick at President Trump. That's what they're telling the kids. Anyway, folks, I'm telling you, they're coming after your kids. They're coming after your kids. Believe the chants, believe the music, believe the messaging. And by the way, unless these kids are deprogrammed right now, they're going to grow up. And these little kids are not going to be throwing fake bricks. They're going to be throwing real bricks at you and your kids. Just remember what happened up in the Northeast after on Election Day when you had grown adults attacking a child who was wearing a Make America Great Again ball cap. I mean, this is what we're talking about here. I'm telling you, these gay look, I appreciate the fact that we're now finally able to understand what's really going on here with this pride movement. All right, got to take a break. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
If you are looking for MyPillow, you will not find it in the big box stores. And the reason why? It's pretty awful. MyPillow's been canceled by the cancel culture mob. And that's why Mike Lindell wants to sell directly to you. And that comes with some great savings. You're going to be able to get the lowest price in the history of MyPillow for their classic standard pillow. Normally $69.98, now only $19.98 with the promo code STARNS. MyPillow does more than just pillows. They have over 150 products, everything from sleepwear to slippers, even doggy beds and human beds. Go to MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. And use the promo code Starnes or call 800-544-8939. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes or call 1-800-544-8939. Use the promo code Starnes.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns radio program. Good to have you with us today. So there's been a lot of talk about this audio that CNN got its hands on, and you know it was leaked to CNN. And on the audio, President Trump is allegedly talking about these classified documents. Now, I'm going to play the audio for you, and then I have a few thoughts about this, but I'm curious if any of you have concerns. Do you believe that this is the smoking gun? Do you believe that this is going to impact President Trump and any sort of legal or criminal charges that might be brought against him or have been brought against him? 844-747-8868 is our number. That's 844-747-8868. So understand, before we play this, I want you to understand that the Justice Department, who is prosecuting President Trump, shared this information with a CNN reporterette, a lady reporter, right? So the Justice Department is leaking this information to CNN. All right, let's take a listen to cut number four.
Bad, sick people.
That was your coup, you know. Against you.
That's, well, it started right at the
like
beginning.
When Millie's talking about, oh, you were going to try to do a kick. No, they were trying to do that before you even were sworn in.
That's right.
Trying to overthrow your election.
Well, with Millie, let me see that. I'll show you an example. He said that I wanted to attack Iran. Isn't it amazing? I have a big pile of papers. This thing just came up. Look. This was him. They presented me this. This is off the record, but they presented me this. This was him. This was the Defense Department and him.
Wow.
We looked at some. This was him. This wasn't done by me. This was him. Mm. All sorts of stuff. It's pages long. Look. Mm. Wait a minute. Let's see here.
Yeah.
I just found. Isn't that amazing? This totally wins my case, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Except it is like highly confidential, secret. This is secret information. But look at this. You attack, and
Hillary would print that out all the time. You know,
she'd send it, email. No, she'd send it to Anthony Weiner. The pervert. By the way, isn't that incredible?
Yeah.
I was just saying because we were talking about it, and you know, he said he wanted to attack Iran, and what?
He said you did.
Wow. This was done by the military, given to me. I think we can probably, right?
I don't know. We'll have to see. Yeah, we'll have to try to figure out.
See, as president, I could have declassified it. Now I can't, you know, but this is classified.
Now we have a problem.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
It's so cool. I mean, it's so, I'm look, we here and I have a, And you probably almost didn't believe me, but now you believe me.
No, I believe you.
It's incredible, right?
No,
hey, bring some Cokes in, please.
All right. That sounded like Liz Harrington, who is a regular on the program, now President Trump's spokesperson. But I don't hear where anything criminal happened, right? President Trump, towards the end, was talking about as president, he could declassify it. But we have no idea the context of what was going on. We have no video evidence here. We don't know if the documents were in fact classified or if they were actually shown to Liz Harrington. So the question is, who exactly is leaking all of this information to the feds? And why are the feds leaking all of that information to CNN? And the answer is very clear. They know that nothing criminal has happened here, and they're trying to smear the former president. But so far, it's just not working. The polling data is rock solid in Trump's favor. So I'm curious, after hearing that, does this change your opinion of President Trump one way or another? 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Oh, this is interesting. Do you realize that the only living president who is not descended from slave owners is Donald Trump? How about that? President Biden and every other living former president, except for Donald Trump, are descendants of slaves. This is according to a report by Reuters. Turns out Jimmy Carter, George W. Bush, Bill Clinton, and even Barack Hussein Obama are direct descendants of slaveholders. Obama, of course, had a white mama, and that's where that lineage came from. This is pretty fascinating. Of the 536 members of the last sitting Congress, Reuters determined at least 100 descend from slaveholders. Of that group, more than a quarter of the Senate, 28 members, can trace their families to at least one slaveholder. Joe Biden, over the course of Biden's political career, he issued a number of dubious statements about race. You see, I've always believed that Joe Biden in his heart is in fact a racist, which is why, among other reasons, that he and Kamala don't get along at all. Pardon me, Kamala. Joe Biden declared in 2020 that if black Americans are unsure whether to support him over Trump, then you ain't black. I forgot about that one. He also suggested in 2019 that white kids are smarter than other kids. Quote, we have this notion that somehow if you're poor, you cannot do it. Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids. In 2007, Joe Biden described Obama as a bright and clean black person. Quote, you got the first mainstream African-American who is articulate. Oh, you got it? Yeah. Hey, articulate's the code word, by the way. You got the first mainstream African-American who is articulate and bright and clean and a nice-looking guy. I mean, that's a storybook, man. Storybook. So there you go. I truly do believe that Biden is in his heart a racist. There you go. All right. Well, good for you, Mr. President. President Trump, that is. The only man living as a former president who is not descended from slaves. Slaveholders. 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Speaking of President Trump, Newsmax is running a brand new poll. I love Newsmax, and if you haven't made the switch, you really need to. Every night, Newsmax has a powerful lineup. Greta Van Susteren, Rob Schmidt, Eric Bolling, Chris Plant. Man, they are giving you the truth. It's pretty awesome. Americans are literally turning by the millions to Newsmax for the real news that you can trust. And Newsmax has a brand new poll out. They're conducting a national poll. They want to know if you believe Trump's indictment is legitimate or is it just a political act. You can text the word Trump to 39747 to take part in the poll. That's Trump to 39747, and you can vote right away. Newsmax, now America's fastest growing cable news channel. So be sure to vote right now. Text Trump to 39747. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for more in this world? Are you ready for something bigger? Then we are looking for you. The big-hearted, the bold, the messy and the gutsy, the teachers, the growers, the builders, the skilled, the sharers, the change makers. We need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go all in and all out. We are volunteers, partners, communities, working together, living together, bringing our experience, passion, and joy to building a better world together. From tackling climate change in Mexico to keeping kids healthy in Kenya, from sustainable farming in the Philippines to education in Kosovo, we learn more, give more, share freely, and serve boldly. Are you ready to tackle the tough stuff? To go the distance to make a difference? Then we have a place where you belong. Join us at peacecorps.gov.
You know, going back to the New York City pizza story for just a moment, the Democrats hate our nation, ladies and gentlemen. They do. They hate everything about us. They hate the Constitution. They hate our founding fathers. They hate our God. They just hate it. And they want to fundamentally transform this country. That's why Barack Hussein Obama got elected, because that was his promise. And that's why Barack Hussein Obama never left Washington, D.C. This is why the guy's still there. I mean, why else would you want to live in Washington? What a cesspool of a city. It's just sad. Who in their right mind would want to intentionally live there? Right? And Obama could live anywhere in the world, but he chooses to stay in Washington because he is running that White House. His little mansion is the de facto White House right now in Washington, D.C. He's running the show. All right, let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Conway, Arkansas. Scott on the line. Hey, Scott, what you got for us?
Hey, Todd. How are you doing, sir?
I'm well. Thank you for asking.
Great. You know what? Number one, I got three things real quick. Number one, I'll still vote for Donald. Okay? I'll still vote for him. Two, I think that Donald Trump is based on, I think he's hoping for the court of public opinion, because I don't think they could find 12 jurors in Florida that would convict him of anything. And three, did I not hear him? The only thing that bothers me is I thought I heard him say this could ruin my case. Did I hear him say that? That's the only thing that bothers me a little. Did you hear that?
I did, and I'm not sure what case he was referring to. So,
legally, it doesn't matter. They can't prove that. It doesn't matter. But I'm still going to vote for him. You know that. Every time I call you, he's the man that did it before. He can do it again.
He's your guy.
Yep, absolutely, sir.
All right.
Absolutely.
Scott, appreciate that call. Thank you for listening. 844-747-8868 is our number. That's 844-747-8868. By the way, Joe Biden yesterday had this little item pop up, and there's no doubt about what he said. Cut number two.
I was just thinking, anyway, I started off without you, and I sold a lot of state secrets and a lot of very important things that we shared.
Holy crap. So the president of the United States just admitted in front of God and country and the White House press corps that he sold a lot of state secrets and a lot of other stuff. I mean, these are crimes. So either he misspoke again or he actually said the quiet part out loud here. So I'd like to know, which is it? I think that the White House press corps today needs to be peppering KJP with a lot of questions. Specifically, what sort of state secrets did Biden sell? And how much money did he get? Where did that money go? Is that where the $10 million came from back in 2017? What in the world is Joe Biden talking about here? This is bonkers stuff, ladies and gentlemen. Insane. So anyway, we're going to be on top of this, because here you literally have Joe Biden admitting to crimes. Go. Let's listen again. Cut number two.
I was just thinking, anyway, I started off without you. And I sold a lot of state secrets and a lot of very important things that we shared.
Oh, my word. That's embarrassing. So there's some new developments over at Fox. What a cesspool that's becoming. It's really sad. So we told you yesterday that Fox gathered together Tucker's team and said, hey, look, we're going to be laying you off. But if you work a few more weeks for us, we're going to give you an enhanced severance package. Isn't that weird? Normally, when they whack you, you're out of the building. But I think they're so desperate for talent that they're going to try to keep these folks around and then fire them. So there's a guy named Greg Rhee, who is a former producer at Tucker Carlson Tonight, and this guy's on the warpath. And it turns out that Mead Cooper, the executive vice president of primetime programming, was the one responsible for firing Tucker's old team. But Rhea's upset because of the callousness. This is what he wrote. He said, she let the employees hear about the news from a Fox press release. Could you imagine that? You're not even given advance warning that your job is over. And then Mead told the employees to go hunt around the Fox website to see if they could find another job. Golly, it really is sad. And I'm glad that all of these people are starting to speak out. By the way, they're told not to say anything. We're talking about 9 producers, and all of them are under the threat of losing their severance if they say a word. According to Mediaite, when one user noted they had not been tuning into the show since Carlson's departure, Rhee tore into one of the replacement hosts, a guy by the name of Lawrence Jones. And I am not surprised by what I'm about to read to you. Mr. Rhee writing, you miss Lawrence Jones reading a 3-minute script he did not write about how Joe Biden is a hypocrite because he totally used to be hard on crack. But Hunter is into crack. LOL, hypocrisy exposed. So he's saying that Lawrence Jones is not writing his own material. I've heard that, but anyway. Mediaite reported Monday night that the 8 remaining staffers would be let go, but were given the option to stay on staff through July 14th for enhanced severance. After a show is canceled, networks often part ways with that program support staff. Here's how it worked at Fox. This is brutal. So let's say you've got a high-level executive and he's got a secretary. Well, if the high-level executive gets fired, so does the secretary. I mean, that's how cold-hearted they are over there. It's ugly. I remember one executive in particular, his office was next to mine, and his secretary, very nice person, and she went on to work for the Trump campaign. She was probably in her mid-20s, I guess 24, 25, and she loved Fox News. She was one of the real deal. She was one of the handful of conservatives there, true conservatives. And anyway, her boss got whacked, and I walk in, and she's weeping at her desk. And I say, what happened? I called her into my office. I said, what happened? And she told me, and I said, well, that's just horrible news. And I said, but, you know, you'll be okay. They'll bring somebody else in. And she says, no, you don't understand. I'm getting fired too. And it's one thing if you're a high-level executive and you're making, you know, $5, $6 million a year and you get whacked. But for Fox to go after a poor secretary who was probably making, $75,000, $80,000 at most, to whack somebody like that, that makes no sense at all. It's cold, it's mean, and it's spiteful. But that's how they do things now at Fox, and it's unfortunate. But, you know, people are seeing through that. And I don't know, I'm curious. We asked this question on Facebook with Jesse Waters going into the new Tucker time slot. Do you believe that Jesse Waters can be the new Tucker Carlson? 844-747-8868. That is our phone number. That's 844-747-8868. Do you think that Jesse Waters can be the new Tucker Carlson? Every replacement host they had, Kilmeade, McEnany, Trey Gowdy, oh, the hair on that guy. Ooh, Jesus, Louis, just, I don't know. Come on, dude. Then you got Harris Faulkner. None of them could match the numbers that Tucker used to have. I mean, they lost about half of the audience. By the way, out of all that bunch, the person who had the highest ratings, and not by really just a few thousand, was Harris Faulkner, interestingly enough. So anyway, we'll take your calls on that coming up after the break. In the meantime, head over to our website. Folks, we have a lot of great resources for you there. You can download our free podcast and also our free newsletter. Those come out every single day. And Caleb Park and our great team of writers, they are pounding out copy even as we speak. So you're going to want to go check out that at toddstearns.com. And while you're there, head over to our store and check that out. We have some great coffee mugs, ball caps, and shirts, and all of my books, which I am very happy to autograph for you. Hang tight, folks. We're taking a quick break here for your top of the hour news. When we come back, your calls. Do you think Jesse Waters can be the next Tucker Carlson? This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
Experiences are what people love most about travel. With Viator, you can browse and book tours and activities so incredible you'll want to tell your friends. They offer everything from simple tours to extreme adventures in over 190 countries. There's something for everyone. Download the Viator app now and use Viator10 for 10% off your first booking. One app, over 300,000 experiences you'll remember. Do more with Viator.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
All right, well, hello everybody, welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Hour number two underway, and we've got a lot going on this hour. Coming up, Congressman Barry Loudermilk is going to drop by. And later on, Sarah Parshall Perry from the Heritage Foundation is going to join us as well. We're going to be taking your calls, and we do have some folks hanging on hold. Hang tight. We're definitely going to get to you, so don't go anywhere. But there's an interesting story out of the great state of Texas where a Christian university, that would be Texas Christian University, TCU, is now offering a course on drag. It's for the 2023 spring semester. Students in the course, titled The Queer Art of Drag, met with drag performers and created a drag persona, and they even created a virtual drag performance at the Christian University. The course is funded by an Inclusive Excellence Grant from the university's Office of Diversity and Inclusion. The syllabus reads, drag is an art form with a rich history of challenging dominant norms and systems of oppression, building queer community, and cultivating experiences of queer joy in a hostile world. Really? I had no idea. I just thought drag was a grown man slipping into pantyhose or fishnet stockings and slipping into a pair of stiletto heels and sashaying around with a feather boa. But who knew? Who knew? And who knew that this kind of garbage was going on at a Christian university? Well, I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Our next guest is the executive director of the Standing for Freedom Center, the vice president for communications at Liberty University, Ryan Helfenbaum. And Ryan, I know that you've been on the show quite a bit for a very long time, but this is pretty crazy stuff going down at TCU.
Yeah, it's a sad day in America when Texas Christian University has succumbed to basically just the woke trajectory of the left. And it's sad to see a once faithful institution going off the rails here in promoting the very thing that demoralizes and deconstructs the understanding of the traditional roles of men and women. And it truly is sick to think that education has come to the state in many colleges and universities across the country.
And I think it's important when moms and dads are helping their high school seniors and juniors look for a college, and many of them say, you know what, we want our kids to go to a Christian school. It's important to understand that not every Christian school is, in fact, a Christian school. So they need to do their homework.
That's right. Yeah, there are a lot of institutions that are Christian in name only. You know, Liberty University is training champions for Christ. We're unapologetic in our mission and our devotion to the Word of God, upholding it as the true Word of God, infallible and fully authoritative for life and salvation. And then also just the reality that we're promoting the gospel, preaching the good news of Jesus Christ, that he saves sinners. That used to be what a traditional Christian university was about, and sadly today, many have forfeited their mission in order to capitulate to the woke culture.
You know, Ryan, what are some signs, some things that parents and students need to be looking out for, you know, when they're selecting a Christian college to go to?
Well, I would look at the mission, and I would see, you know, what does the mission statement say? A lot of times, you know, the old traditional mission statements taught, like Harvard University used to be, for Christ and the church. Now, those missions have changed dramatically. I went to the University of Texas at Austin. You know, there at the where the tower is, John 8:58, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. There are a lot of schools, though, that have changed that, and where there used to be a few simple words that were very clear, now they're not so much anymore. It's word salad. Oftentimes, they're trying to promote things like equity and inclusion and those types of things, but they're not really about preparing and equipping students for the jobs of tomorrow with an education that is based on common sense.
And that's an important thing. And I can attest to that at Liberty University. You guys are knocking it out of the ballpark. And one of the reasons, you know, you guys are doing well is because the mainstream media comes after you. That means, you know, you're flying over the target. And they know the impact that Liberty students are having, not just in the culture at large, but especially in Washington, D.C. I want to play some audio. This is you speaking about the left's evangelistic political movement. This is fascinating. Cut number 9.
Kids in elementary school are not questioning whether or not they're a male or a female. We need to take that away. It's really brainwashing a generation to, A, deny a maker,
yeah,
and deny their gender.
Yeah, wholly agree with that. Basically, this is an evangelistic movement on the left, and that's what's happening. It's indoctrination. I mean, they are proselytizing to the next generation. And what we're discovering as parents and conservatives is, wait a second, education really is evangelism. So if you don't control education, you cannot control the future. And Stalin knew that. Mao knew that, right? Hitler knew that. We have to get that back for conservative values.
You know, Ryan, that's a pretty astute observation. I've written a number of books and been warning people about the dangers of our public education system being the engine that's driving this change. So what is the answer? We hear people say, you got to homeschool your kids. You got to get your kids out of the public school, or you got to stay in the public school. What is the answer? How do we fix this?
Well, two things. I mean, I'll just say this, just for my part. And I'm a Christian. I'm a husband. I'm a father. I care about children. Train up a child in the way they should go, and when they're old, they will not depart from it. The verse that keeps me up at night, Todd, is if anyone causes one of these children to stumble, it would be better for them to have a large millstone hung about their neck and they be thrown to the bottom of the sea. And what we're seeing today is exactly what Dr. Falwell, the founder of our institution, said back in 1981. He said, this agenda, this movement, they do not reproduce. Many of them don't have children. The people that attack me on the daily and Liberty University don't have kids. What they do, Todd, is they recruit. And when we think about education, we're imbuing young people with a worldview. Evangelism is about worldview training. Are they going to have a biblical worldview? Are they going to have a secular or humanist worldview? It's all up to you, the parents, but you have to take the reins of leadership in your home, and you have to take action when it comes to education. So I would say, look, there's an answer. There's a solution. It's pretty easy. You need to go to liberty.edu. Check out K-12 education online. Right now, if you're in California, you say, I can't put them in the local public schools because it is indoctrination. It is brainwashing. Check out liberty.edu. We do have answers and solutions for you. It may not be all that you need, but there's a lot there, and there's a good place to start. And I would also say anyone who's looking at places like Texas Christian University, hey, check out liberty.edu as well for college education. We go all the way up to the PhD level. We have 17 colleges, 700 degree programs. It's very important. You need to look at it and check it out.
Completely agree with that. Ryan Helfenbein, who is the executive director of the Standing for Freedom Center and the vice president for communications at Liberty University. Ryan, we're going to leave it there. Always good stuff. Appreciate the great work you guys are doing.
Hey, thank you, Todd. Appreciate you.
All right. There you go. By the way, folks, liberty.edu, that is a great place to get an education, or maybe you haven't even finished your degree. They have some great online education degree programs. I would check it out. Tell them you heard about it on the Todd Stearns radio show, but liberty.edu. All right, 844-747-8868. I want to go to the phones real quick. Carrington in North Carolina, listening to us on the Talk Station, I wanted to weigh in on Jesse Waters. We asked a question in the last hour. Can Jesse Waters be the next Tucker Carlson? All right, Carrington, what say you?
Hey, how you doing, Todd?
Good.
Man, I just wanted to tell you, like, my mom started listening to you. She got me listening to you. But I appreciate everything you do, and you preach the truth, brother.
Well, we try, Carrington. I appreciate that. Tell your mom we said hello.
Definitely. And the whole Jesse Waters thing, there is no way he could come close to Tucker Carlson.
Why do you say that, Carrington?
Like, you can try. Why? Well, I mean, don't get me wrong. Jesse's good. He's a good reporter. You know what I mean? He does his thing. But he's not Carl. He's not Tucker. Like, Tucker has a connection with the people. I don't think Jesse has that connection.
I think there may be something to what you're saying, Carrington. We posted the poll results over on our Facebook page, and I think a lot of people agree with you that Jesse's a good guy, but he is not Tucker Carlson, and they don't believe he's going to be able to rise to that level of conversation. And keep in mind, Tucker was replacing Bill O'Reilly, who was the best of the best. So
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but like that's exactly what I'm saying. Like, Tucker, he has a connection with the people, like almost like a president or something. You know what I'm saying?
Carrington, I think I get it, and I think you're right. Oh, we got to run for a break, but appreciate you calling in, and thank you for listening to The Talk Station. All right, 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Now, many of you know that I've been on the diet trying to eat healthier, and so far so good, taking it one day at a time. But one of the things that's really helped me is balance of nature, and I've fallen in love with this stuff. I take it every single day. It is what I need, the number of fruits and veggies I need in a capsule every single day. And look, I don't know about you. I'm a very busy person, do not have time to go to the grocery store to buy all of the fruit, and quite frankly, it's a lot of money. And so Balance of Nature gives me 31 whole fruits and veggies every day at a fraction of the cost of buying them all at a grocery store. And I can tell you, thanks to Balance of Nature, I'm able to get out there. I've got my energy boost, and I am able to do the walking and the exercising. It's pretty awesome. I have noticed a significant boost in my daily energy. So my question to you, why haven't you ordered yours yet? You got to get some Balance of Nature. Just try it out. And here's the deal. You're going to get a 35% discount off of your first order as a preferred customer by simply using my discount code Todd. Balanceofnature.com is the website. That's balanceofnature.com. But if you want to call, then just write this number down, 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. or go to balanceofnature.com. Shipping is always free, and be sure to use that discount code Todd. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for more in this world? Are you ready for something bigger? Then we are looking for you. The big-hearted, the bold, the messy and the gutsy. The teachers, the growers, the builders. The skilled, the sharers, the change makers. We need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go all in and all out. We are volunteers, partners, communities, working together, living together, bringing our experience, passion, and joy to building a better world together. From tackling climate change in Mexico to keeping kids healthy in Kenya, from sustainable farming in the Philippines to education in Kosovo, we learn more, give more, share freely, and serve boldly. Are you ready to tackle the tough stuff? To go the distance to make a difference? Then we have a place where you belong. Join us at peacecorps.gov.
All right, a couple of comments here coming in. Our good buddy Wyatt says, Todd, what else would you expect from a college whose mascot was the Horny Frogs? Talking about TCU. Actually, Wyatt, I believe that was Horned Frogs. But they may be horny. I don't know. The little frogs are a little frisky. But as Kamala said, if you put them in a pot of boiling water. Okay, never mind. I'm not going to go down there. Grace Baker also brings us a breaking news alert. Do we have a breaking news? Breaking news. We had Mayor Perrin Mosca on yesterday from New Jersey. And Rochelle Park, by the way, now the ex-mayor, he got whacked because he opposed putting the gay pride flag out in front of City Hall. Anyway, the mayor told us he and his wife have six kids, number seven on the way. And I just want to pass this along. Mrs. Mosca went into labor, and it's a girl. So there you go. Congratulations, Mr. Mayor and Mr. Mayor. We wish you the very best. Seven kids now. Isn't that exciting? So I'm so glad he reached out to let us know. So that's pretty exciting. Good for you. All right, let's go to the phones here. We're going to start with Rebecca in Maine. WLOB wants to weigh in on TCU. All right, Rebecca, what you got for us?
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call. One of the things that you asked the gentleman was, what can you do to kind of know if your school is, you know, is truly going to be a good school fit for your kids? One of the things that I believe that most people need to look into is what type of federal dollars the school is taking, because this inclusion and diversity stuff is attached to the dollars. I mean, as we know, there are some schools that are now refusing to take those dollars because they can't align themselves with that, you know, with that belief system. So that's another thing that parents can look into.
I know that Hillsdale takes no federal money, and neither does West Coast Baptist College, and I'm very involved with that organization. And they're doing a great job, and they're doing just fine without the federal tax money, Rebecca.
Exactly. And so they're able to control what they actually teach in their schools because they don't have that, I'm going to use the word abuse, of the federal dollars and the mandates that come along with that.
Yeah.
I just wanted to give parents another option of how to look at a school when they're looking at colleges for their kids.
That's actually a brilliant observation, Rebecca. And again, Rebecca says, hey, look, careful, if they got federal tax dollars, they're going to have a diversity inclusion department, and that can spell trouble down the road. Rebecca, appreciate that call. Thank you for listening. And folks, again, if you know of any other warning signs, because a lot of parents just don't know. I mean, you think Texas Christian University, heck yeah, that's Texas. Everybody's a Baptist in Texas. Even the Catholics are Baptist in Texas. Well, not necessarily. All right, let's go to Cleveland, Georgia. Jessica, listening to WRWH, great radio station. Hi, Jessica, what's on your mind?
Oh, thank you so much for taking my call there, Todd. How you doing?
I'm well, thanks for asking.
The comment about Jesse Waters becoming the new Tucker Carlson, I enjoy Waters, and the previous caller had a decent take on it, but it didn't quite scratch that itch. I like Waters. I have since he's been, O'Reilly's little on-the-street beat boy, and I think he's had a hard time breaking out of that shell. I notice he goes back to that kind of a comfort zone, and I just don't think he has the charisma for it.
Jessica, did you say on the street beat boy? Is that what you said?
I mean, isn't that what he is? Going around talking to people, shoving mics in their face. It's on the street beat boy, He's on the beat.
I love
on the
it. But
you can quote me on that.
No, I'm going to, Jessica. I think this is a brilliant observation. But first of all, Waters has to be Waters, right? So the question is, whatever he's doing at the hour, he's what, 7 o'clock now? If he's got that audience, I think that audience will follow him over. I'm just not sure Tucker's audience is going to embrace that. And
that's the thing. Yeah. I think they also like Tucker's more mature take on a lot of things.
There you go.
I feel like
that's it.
Waters, unfortunately, may parrot a lot of things that other people are saying.
There you go. Jessica, I got to run. I am so sorry, but I'm a beat boy reporter. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for more in this world? Are you ready for something bigger? Then we are looking for you. The big-hearted, the bold, the messy, and the gutsy. The teachers, the growers, the builders. The skilled, the sharers, the change makers. We need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go all in and all out. We are volunteers, partners, communities, working together, living together, bringing our experience, passion, and joy to building a better world together. From tackling climate change in Mexico to keeping kids healthy in Kenya, from sustainable farming in the Philippines to education in Kosovo, we learn more, give more, share freely, and serve boldly. Are you ready to tackle the tough stuff? To go the distance to make a difference? Then we have a place where you belong. Join us at peacecorps.gov.
All right, people, welcome back. Good to have you with us. This is the Todd Stearns radio program. So we've been following the Hunter Biden investigation, and I'm telling you, folks, somebody's lying. It's either Merrick Garland or it's the whistleblowers. Somebody's going to be put under oath, and we're going to figure this all out. And if somebody's lying, they're going to go to jail. Let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Good to have with us from Georgia's 11th Congressional District, our good friend, Congressman Barry Loudermilk. Congressman, hope you're doing well, and you're a tough act to follow. I'll tell you that much. You delivered a great speech at the Road to the Majority Conference.
Well, thank you, Todd. I appreciate it. You always give a good one, so I would take that as one of the top compliments ever.
I got to tell you, though, they were cheating us on our time. I went back and watched. We were talking about it afterwards.
It's got to be a thing. Every time I do an event like that, you start off with an amount of time. I ended up with less than half of what they told me, but I know to go in before I speak what to cut out. So
yeah, that's it right there. Same here. All right. Well, Congressman, let's jump into this. A lot of people really, really upset over this two-tier justice system that we have. Is it possible that we're going to see Hunter and the president brought to justice over any of this?
That's one of the things. I sure hope so. And I'm not saying that because I want there to be this level of scandal. I mean, I go into this thing hoping that this isn't true, but yet the evidence keeps pointing us in the right direction. Because, look, I would not want to think that my country that I love so much has deteriorated to this level of corruption, but all of the evidence coming forward suggests that that may be true. And look, it comes down to, as you alluded to coming into this, is somebody's lying. Is it the whistleblowers? plural whistleblowers, or is it Merrick Garland? Is it DOJ officials? The thing is, lying to Congress can carry a very stiff penalty. And so I would tend to lean toward those whistleblowers, because generally these whistleblowers, they don't have anything to gain, right? They love their country. They just want to see justice done. And so I would hope that that is not, it's not them that's lying, because they could have some serious penalties for lying to Congress.
So President Biden says he knows nothing about any of Hunter's business deals. Do you believe the president, or is he lying?
That is tough to tell, because sometimes I'm not sure that the president even knows where he is sometimes. And I'm not saying that in jest. Is he lying, or is it dementia? One way or the other, I don't think anyone believes what he's saying. And so I think as more and more evidence comes out, that it's going to point more and more toward, yes, that there was some collusion going on, that he was aware of what Hunter was doing, especially with this latest revelation we got from Ways and Means Chairman Jason Smith, that shows that he was texting supposedly with his father sitting beside him and communicating about some of this. So it's hard to believe that he wouldn't know that his son was using him as leverage.
Yeah, what is it? As a matter of fact, President Trump actually read those text messages during his address at the Faith and Freedom event on Saturday night.
Yeah, at some point, somebody, the handlers of the president, is going to have to say, you're going to have to throw Hunter under the bus on this one and just step away, or you're both going to go down because of this.
On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, Congressman Barry Loudermilk from the great state of Georgia. You know, Congressman, we've been hearing reports of introductions of articles of impeachment. In reality, big picture, because I think a lot of people are just tired. You know, they just want to see, they understand there's been wrongdoing. They just want to see people brought to justice. Do you anticipate any impeachment proceedings? And if so, against whom?
I think so. And I appreciate that the way we're doing it, instead of just creating a scenario or a narrative as Pelosi did in the two Trump impeachments, especially the second impeachment, there was not even a trial. There was no hearings. I mean, they just jumped right into it off speculation. Everyone's given due process. And so all these investigations that are going on in the House right now between Jamie Comer's committee and all the other committees that are going on, Jim Jordan and mine on January 6th, is kind of building this case that once we get to that point, we can start impeachment proceedings, which opens the door for the hearings and the testimony. And the reason that is so important is when we go into it, we need to have the evidence, the hard, strong evidence that hopefully, I think we could get an articles of impeachment passed in the House, but we also need to stick in the Senate. But I think you may see a little more low-hanging fruit, Mayorkas or Garland or some of the others with impeachment proceedings first before, you know, going to the president. I think it's a little harder, bigger, a little heavier lift, and you got to have more evidence. But these others may lead to it.
All right, Congressman, we've got to leave it there. Appreciate your great insight into all of this. I think folks are really fired up, and they're anxious to see people being brought to justice. And quite frankly, I'm still waiting for somebody to apologize to President Trump for this whole Russia collusion story, now that we all know it's not true.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Look, if it was Trump, there would already be number of indictments going toward him. Look at what they did when he was president. They made up these types of scenarios just to go after him.
That's it. All right, Congressman, got to leave it there. Always appreciate you. It was great to see you and your family over the weekend.
And you as well, Todd. We appreciate you.
All right, Congressman Barry Loudermilk from Georgia, one of the good guys. And I really do hope that the Republicans are going to be able to do this the right way and do their due diligence. Let's get the case built, and let's have the irrefutable proof, and move from there. But people have to be held accountable here. They do. Look, I'll give you, this is what we are dealing with in the Republican world. And this impacts everybody, whether or not you know about it, it impacts Republicans elsewhere. Here in Memphis, we are under the control of Democrats, and we have a handful of elected Republicans, super minority of Republicans. And it just seems to me, if you are in the super minority as Republicans, every single one of you need to be ferocious. You got to be out there. You've got to be like the Jim Jordans, all of you, right? You've got to be just hitting the Democrats every single day because you're the super minority, right? So there's been a big battle in Memphis over all this spending. So instead of spending money on the important things, like, for example, electricity and making sure that we have working electricity, instead of doing that, they want to spend hundreds of billions of dollars building a soccer stadium, and nobody cares about soccer here in the Mid-South. They want a 10,000-seat, multi-bazillion-dollar soccer stadium, and they can't fill it up. That's just the cold, hard reality. Now, one day, they might be able to fill it up, but right now, there's just not enough people to fund a soccer stadium. This is a basketball town. I'm a big football guy. We can't even fill up we couldn't even fill up half of the stadium for the Memphis Showboats. And why is that? Because it's a basketball town. So anyway, we've got these county commissioners. They're trying to figure out what to do. And instead of cutting money, and by the way, and cutting our funding, which they need to start doing, by the way, is cut funding. Stop spending money we don't have. So they said, you know what, we're gonna up the wheel tax. So we're just gonna tax the people. And then we're probably going to go after and we're going to tax their property, too. We're about to be taxed out the wazoo. So last night they had a vote, and it's not final. I think the final vote's Wednesday. We have four Republicans on the county commission. Only one Republican voted against the tax increase. Only one. I mean, if you are a Republican and you support a tax increase, you're not a Republican. Sorry, you're not. You're not a Republican. You're a tax and spend Democrat. That's who you are. So anyway, I'll give a shout out. County Commissioner Amber Mills of Tennessee. That's her name. She's a rock solid conservative. And I appreciate her standing by herself in defense of the taxpayers in Memphis and Shelby County, Tennessee. So this is the problem. And we're dealing with this here locally. We're dealing with it on the state level. We've got a Republican governor that wants to take away our guns, he's called a special session to push through some sort of a red flag law, or at least a variation on that, to get our guns. We got Republicans that are supporting that nonsense. All that to say, we've got to look after our own house here, people, and make sure that the Republicans we are electing are, in fact, Republicans. Much like when you send your kid to a Christian school, you want to make sure it's the real deal. You got to do the same thing when it comes to your elected leaders. I mean, it really is that simple. All right, got to take a break. 844-747-8868. We're going to Bill in North Carolina when we come back. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Experiences are what people love most about travel. With Viator, you can browse and book tours and activities so incredible, you'll want to tell your friends. They offer everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. Viator has experiences in over 190 countries. There's something for everyone. Plus, Viator's travel experiences have millions of real traveler reviews, so you have the information you need to book the best activities for your trip. Viator lets you keep things flexible. Use Reserve Now and Pay Later to secure the activities you don't want to miss without being locked in. Whether you want to take a backstage tour of the Grand Ole Opry, a Miami Bimini Bahamas day trip by ferry, or a private guided tour of the Grand Canyon, Viator is for you. Download the Viator app now and use Viator10 for 10% off your first booking. One app, over 300,000 experiences you'll remember. Do more with Viator.
All right, Colin, turn your microphone on. We We're training new people here on the program, and Colin is our newest board op. And when I said nobody cares about soccer in the Mid South, Dylan was like looked horrified. And so, Colin, apparently you're a soccer player. Is that right?
Yes, sir. I played soccer when I was in high school, middle school, and I actually, when I graduated high school, I played 1.5 years of semi-pro.
So you're really good then?
I was okay. I mean, I wasn't the best out there, but...
All right. Now, do you coach soccer as well? Are you still involved in the sport?
Yeah, so currently I still referee soccer. I'm still involved with the Tennessee State Referee Committee, and we do lots of stuff for the youth and tournaments. And
So in other words, you were not offended by what I had to say?
Oh, not at all. I understand here in the South we have a bias to football and barbecue.
This is true. This is true. But as a referee, I mean, you're probably catching a lot of grief anyway. So what I say is probably just, you know, it pales in comparison.
Oh, absolutely, Todd. We get all kind of grief, but thankfully it's probably not as much as you get. So.
That's a good point. Fair enough. All right. Well, Colin, thank you. Dylan, I think he put in his notice already. We can't. Jeez, Lou. Dylan, you got to tell me these things. Don't talk about soccer. My goodness. All right. Let's go to Bill in Statesville, North Carolina. Bill, do you play soccer?
Todd, welcome back to your porch.
Well, it is good to... Let me tell you something, Bill. It is good to be back on my front porch. I'll tell you that much.
I bet so. It's too many wild and crazy people up there. Woo, in New York.
I can't handle that wildlife, my friend.
All right, listen, Joe Biden, of course, every father wants to try to protect their son, even if they know their son's in the wrongdoing. So there's that. But there's more important stuff going on that they're trying to cover up, obviously. But the more important thing is not making light of what he's done wrong. I know what it's like to live with someone with dementia or Alzheimer's disease, whatever you want to call it. I know what that's like, and that's no laughing matter. It's scary. And I think that's what's going on with Joe Biden. I didn't finish my medical degree. I don't know for a fact, but I'm guessing that's what some type of memory loss thing going on with him. And that's why, you know, we need to get him out of that office, because he's not leading. He can't even lead himself to the restroom, let alone this country. And that's just my take on it. But I don't know. As far as anybody getting in trouble, and we're going to hear about it, yeah, maybe someday, but it's going to be a lot of bills paid down the road before that happens.
So, Bill, I hear what you're saying, and I'm with you. I think there is something medically wrong there, and the family's responsible for that. They ought to be charged with elder abuse. But what if that's not it? And I thought back to years ago, there was a mobster in New York City, and this guy was just a bad dude, but they never did go after the guy because they thought he was crazy. His name was Vincent Gigante, and he used to wander around the streets of Greenwich Village in a bathrobe and slippers, just muttering to himself. And it was all fake. It was all made up. He was perfectly fine, but he didn't want he was trying to outsmart the feds. They actually called him the Odd Father. So what if, Bill, what if Joe Biden, I mean, he's out in front of the cameras, and he's like, I see dead people over there. And he just kind of wanders off the stage, shuffling off the stage. And as soon as he gets out of earshot, all right, people, listen up. I need to know how much money Hunter's bringing in from the China. I mean, what if that's what's really going on here?
Yeah, it could be a diversion, Todd. I mean, like, you know, let's throw another distraction in there as if we ain't got enough of them already, but.
I don't know.
I agree with you. I mean, I don't know neither, Todd. But, hey, listen, kudos to your employee, your new employee. I know what he's up against. That's a tough schedule on soccer. They go all over the place. So kudos to him.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we hire good people here, and we're excited about that. Of course, Dylan's a baseball guy. So he did well. So, and then – oh, by the way, I forgot about this. Little Starnes, who is now, 6'1"? Little Starnes is at Peyton Manning's football camp down in somewhere in Louisiana. And I'll be doggone, oh, wow. Bill, I'm bragging on the family here. So he was at, is it the quarterback passing camp? I don't know what it's called. Dylan, do you have no information on this?
All I know is he's the biggest star of the whole family.
The biggest star of the whole family. And so the kid's going out for a pass, and this is sort of funny, Bill. Peyton Manning is doing the play-by-play, and he makes a comment about Little Stearns' shorts being too tight. And apparently he packed his younger brother's shorts instead of his own. And so Peyton, that was all Peyton was talking about. So the entire stadium is, having a good time.
They're not going to let him live that.
No, they're not.
They're going to ride that until the cows come home.
Yes, they are. So anyway, we're hoping he's just.
Hey, listen, Peyton Manning's a class act.
Oh, he's great guy.
In good hands.
Good guy. All right. Well, we appreciate that, Bill. And so you never know. Little Stearns may be going. What are we thinking? Ole Miss? Maybe I'm thinking UT. Got to go to Tennessee Volunteers. But we're very excited and very proud. So when you hear Peyton Manning talking about the kid in the tight shorts, that's our family right there. So we're very excited. All right. Wow. We've got to take a break here. Sarah Parshall Perry is coming up at the top of the next hour. She's from the Heritage Foundation. And we're going to be talking about the Supreme Court case involving the young boy who was wearing a two genders T-shirt. And she says the Supreme Court got this one wrong. We're also going to be taking your calls as well. 844-747-8868. Again, that number, 844-747-8868. Oh, we've got an LSU story that we're going to share with you. This is very fascinating. But apparently, many LSU fans may or may not have livers. We'll explain what that's all about in just a little while. All right, hang tight, everybody. Hour 3 of the Todd Stern Show coming up next.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, I went to my very first city council meeting last night. Remember I told you yesterday on the program, we were dealing with this situation in our suburb, in our community, where he had this Memphis rapper and he threw this massive for-profit event in a house. So he rented a house in this massive neighborhood, like $800,000 homes. I mean, big, beautiful homes. And it was pure chaos. And I was listening to my fellow citizens, my neighbors testifying before the city council, this sweet elderly lady got up there. And she was like, oh my goodness, I have never seen such horrible things. And people were just listening. The city council, they were on the edge of their seats. And she was explaining what she saw. I saw, oh, such horrible things. There were these men, and they were in their cars, and they were hanging out of the windows with guns. And the women, oh, the women, they had no clothes on. I've never seen such a thing. It was like a third world country. And people were just like horrified, and they were nodding their heads, and everything was just terrible. And so then some guy says, well, we don't need to defund the police. We need to overfund the police. And of course, the whole place went bonkers nuts. Massive crowd. I mean, people couldn't even fit into the chamber. They were out in the lobby. And so anyway, I was so impressed with the Germantown City Council and the mayor, the board of aldermen. They're doing it right, and they're hearing the concerns. And so anyway, it made me feel good to see government actually working. There were no people yelling and screaming and carrying on. But I was talking to some of the neighbors afterwards, and they said, but if the police can't take care of business, the neighbors will do it for them. So there you go. That's life in Germantown, Tennessee. But well done, Germantown City Council. Good people there. A brand new poll out, by the way, from St. Anselm. That's the school in New Hampshire. This is not good for Ron DeSantis. Back in the last, well, this was March, Trump led with 42%. DeSantis had 29%. Now, the new poll just out, Trump 47%. DeSantis 19%. Chris Christie's starting to move up a little bit. He's got 6% of the vote. So we're watching the collapse right now of Ron DeSantis. He's got to figure out a way to reverse the trend. All right, folks, welcome to the Todd Stearns radio program. We have a great guest joining us today. She is a senior legal fellow in the Edwin Meese III Center for Legal and Judicial Studies. That's over at the Heritage Foundation. And has written a terrific piece on this court ruling. And this poor kid wore a T-shirt, this two genders, there are only two genders T-shirt, and got in trouble. Sarah Parshall Perry joins us now. Sarah, hope you're doing well.
I am. Thanks for having me, Todd.
So, Sarah, let's talk about this. What did the Supreme Court get wrong in their ruling?
Well, I got to tell you that I first of all commend this young man, Liam, who is a very brave young man, 12 years old, who wore quietly a shirt that just said, there are only two genders. This is a typical form of symbolic speech. I also commend his parents, by the way. They've raised a brave and commonsensical young man. And he was told by the school administrators when he went to school that he could not wear the shirt because it was making other students feel unsafe. Now, he's actually represented by the attorneys at Alliance Defending Freedom, who brought a claim on a violation of his First Amendment free speech rights. Pretty commonsensical. But the judge disagreed, and she said that the speech policy for the school could actually involve the type of psychic harm that makes marginalized populations feel as though they are not welcome. Now, let me tell you that in this town of Middleborough, Massachusetts, Todd, this is a middle school that has a gay, lesbian, straight alliance organization, a Pride Month, a Pride event, day festivities, and numerous other opportunities for these students to feel welcome and not to feel marginalized or unsafe. And yet, in silent protest of what we're seeing, and you know this all too well, this juggernaut from the gender identitarians, he simply wore a T-shirt, refused to take it off, and he was sent home, something that this federal judge believes was entirely appropriate.
It's really shocking because, again, the kids were able to wear, at least from the reporting we've seen, the kids were able to wear gay pride stuff. That's okay. But Liam was not allowed to wear his shirt that said there are only two genders.
You got that right. And this is a preliminary phase in this litigation. So the judge was asked whether or not they could halt the school speech policy for the pendency of the litigation so that he could go to school and wear whatever shirts that he wanted, so long as they weren't obscene. And she said, no, I'm not going to halt it. He cannot wear a shirt like this or anything like it while we go to the merits of the question. Now, I will tell you that we've just seen at the Supreme Court last term a tremendous free speech case in the Kennedy versus Bremerton School District case out of Seattle, when the praying coach, as he's sort of colloquially known, could, in fact, according to the Supreme Court's determination, get down on the 50-yard line and pray silently after every game. And one of the cases that the Supreme Court cited was a case called Tinker versus Des Moines School District. Now, that dates all the way back to 1969, but it's that particular case that many attorneys, this one included, believe are going to be dispositive in young Liam's case. It reminds us that both teachers and students don't shed their constitutional rights to freedom of speech at the schoolhouse gates. It was just cited in Kennedy, and we think that this particular case will be just fine under Tinker applied once again.
All right. This is Sarah Parshall Perry joining us on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. You know, Sarah, we've been through these gay pride months, but now Biden's HHS secretary, assistant secretary, wants to make it an entire summer of gay pride. But this year, it's just weird. The nudity, it seems as though the debauchery is really off the charts this year. Am I wrong in feeling that way?
No, and in fact, it is something I have not only sensed myself, but I think all of us here collectively who follow these cultural issues have been absolutely flabbergasted by the level of depravity that we've seen. I've posted about the New York City Pride Parade events that just transpired over the weekend where there was public nudity. They were holding inflatable sex organs and chanting, Todd, "We're here, we're queer, we're coming for your children." There was a pastor, a street preacher at the Seattle Pride event over this past weekend out on the West Coast who was simply praying and quietly preaching. He was surrounded by activists who barked at him like dogs and then proceeded to shred his Bible. So we're seeing a level of aggression, Todd, that I can only imagine is indicative of the fact that they understand we are tired of being propagandized. It is really exhausting. I think for those of us who are parents, we recognize this is coming in through the public school system, through the unions, and we've seen boycotts for Target and Bud Light be very successful, over $28 billion, with a B, dollars in market value lost. That's the kind of response that indicates the tide is turning, and I don't think the LGBTQIA mob likes it.
No, no, they don't. And I'll give you an example. I actually shared the video of the nude male bicyclist in the Seattle Pride Parade and shared that on my YouTube channel. Sarah, within a matter of moments, not only was that video removed, but YouTube literally terminated my account. And they said I had violated their policies on decency. And my entire account got removed, terminated. I'm done at YouTube. So it's permissible for them to go out there and do that in front of children, but to say, and you know, I framed it this way: this is what Seattle's family-friendly gay pride celebration looked like.
Right, that's exactly it. And what we're seeing, the irony is that many of these parents and adults who were speaking out at some of these school board meetings where they actually hold up material that's in the public schools that is pornographic, and there's no other way to describe it, animated or not, it is pornographic. They're being stopped by school board members and superintendents of schools saying you cannot read that in an open forum. And yet it's apparently suitable to read to children who are minors. So there is a double standard here, Todd, that we know is only going to get significantly worse, not better. That's got to be an encouragement to us to keep on going.
All right. Well, Sarah, great piece you've written over at the Daily Signal. Folks, we've got a direct link to this on our live show blog, Sarah Marshall Perry. Sarah, always good hearing from you. Great work.
Thanks so much, Todd.
All right. There you go. It's no, seriously. Yeah. And it's, I mean, it is what it is. So I had, I think, two strikes against me, and one of them was I literally shared a speech from President Trump. That's it. No editorial, just here's a speech by President Trump. YouTube took it down, said it was misinformation. And then over the weekend, shared the video from the Seattle Gay Pride Parade. They just don't want you to actually see what's going on at these parades. And YouTube not only... And we've kept all the receipts. We've got it all, the email from YouTube, and they have terminated the account. We appealed the process, and they said, we stand by our decision. You're done. Your kind is not allowed on YouTube anymore. So we do have a Rumble channel, and you know we'd love for you to check that out. And, of course, all of our videos exist on ToddStearns.com as well. But we've got a lot of people that follow us over on Rumble. And we will continue to grow that channel as long as we're able to. But it's really unfortunate. But that's where we stand right now. So, Todd Stearns banned for life from YouTube. All right, we got to take a break. Before we go, we have some interesting news in the world of TV game shows. Were you a Wheel of Fortune family or a Jeopardy family growing up? Right? You were either, some were both. I mean, you had Wheel of Fortune and then like, the smart side of the family, they were always like into Jeopardy. But our family, we love Wheel of Fortune. So anyway, Pat Sajak, you know, calling it quits after nearly 40 years on the job. And they have just announced his replacement, Ryan Seacrest. So my question is, what's the bigger story? that Jesse Waters is replacing Tucker Carlson or Ryan Seacrest is replacing Pat Sajak. By the way, Vanna White wants a pay raise. I don't blame her. How long has she been there? Almost as long as he has, I think, about 40 years. She's been turning those letters. And you know, you got to give her the raise only because she keeps a straight face. Because, you know, a lot of these people are morons, right? They can't answer the puzzles. And you can't tell. I mean, if it was me up there, I'm like, come on, what's wrong with you? You bought the vowels. There are no vowels left. Come on, man. Oh, my gosh. So anyway, we have a trivia question. And we're going to give you a signed copy of it's called Our Daily Biscuit, Devotions with a Draw, my latest book. And you got to answer this question. Who was the first host of Wheel of Fortune? It was not Pat Sajak, but who was the guy who hosted Wheel of Fortune before Pat Sajak? Give us a call, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. And you're going to pick up a copy of our Daily Biscuit Devotions with a Draw. We'll be right back. Cha, 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 cha. Is that the original Wheel of Fortune theme song? Wow, that's fascinating. Oh, that's the new one? Oh, I haven't watched it in years. I can only take so many letter turnings. You know what I mean? Anyway, welcome back, everybody. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. We have a trivia question. The big news, Ryan Seacrest, named the new host of Wheel of Fortune. Is Vanna sticking? Well, I guess Vanna is going to stick around if they give her a pay raise. So she's wanting more cash, Vanna White is. But we wanted to know who was the first host of Wheel of Fortune. Let's go to Joanne in Georgia, listening to us on WDUN, the trivia capital of the world, by the way. Joanne, how are you today?
Oh, good afternoon, Todd. I'm just fine. I hope you're doing well.
Joanne, I am. Are you a Wheel of Fortune fan, by the way?
We don't watch much TV around here.
Oh, you don't? All right.
Listen to the radio.
Oh, well, good for you. Good for you. You know, Pat Sajak used to be a DJ back in the day.
I didn't know that.
Back in Nashville for, I believe it was WSM, the great country music station. So Pat, he was a good guy. All right, so let's try to win you a prize here. We need to know the original host of Wheel of Fortune.
I'm not positive, but I believe Chuck Woolery.
Wow. Joanne, good guess. Good guess. Wow. Congratulations. I'm not sure what happened to our muse. We are like cross-promoting game shows. Yeah, that's it. Chuck Woolery. Good. Was named the host back in 1975 and remained the host until 81, and that's when Pat Sajak came on board. So congratulations, Joanne.
Thank you.
All right, hang tight. We're going to get you a prize, a copy of my latest book, Our Daily Biscuit Devotions with a Draw. By the way, Susan Stafford was the original hostess. That's what they called the girls, the hostesses. And she was there until 82, had a car accident, and was really, I mean, injured. She fractured her back, and then she left to become a humanitarian worker. How about that? So Vanna White was not initially the pick. They narrowed it down to three women. This is a fascinating story. So the three women, one of them was a former Miss USA, her name was Summer Bartholomew. Oh, she sounds like a Miss USA. That's a Miss USA name there. Summer Bartholomew. Then the other one was a former Playboy centerfold. Her name was Vicky McCarty. And then there was sweet, wholesome Vanna White. And the reason why Vanna White got picked, this is a true story. The reason why Vanna White got picked is because she was the only one who could actually activate the puzzle board letters. I mean, I guess it's a lot of work, right? So it's a little difficult, but she got the job because she could complete the task. And the rest, they say, is game show history. So Congratulations, Ryan Seacrest. Congratulations, Vanna White. Enjoy your retirement, Pat Sajak. What can you say? All right, 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. When we come back, you would think Target would learn its lesson, but they have not. Target has just released a new advertisement for Pride Month, and it is targeting children. Literally, small children are starring in this commercial. We're going to play this for you, and we're going to post the video on ToddStearns.com. My question, do we still shop at Target, or have you given that the heave-ho? 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. This is the Todd Stearns Show. All right, welcome back, everybody. Look, here's the deal. Bud Light, they're not changing. They're not changing anything. They haven't changed their minds. They have not repented. They haven't seen the error of their ways because they don't believe they made a mistake. And they're lying to you if they say they have. And we can say that beyond a shadow of a doubt because over the weekend in Toronto, Bud Light, Anheuser-Busch actually sponsored the Gay Pride Parade there that featured a bunch of naked people. Drag queens, by the way, on the float that was also sponsored by Bud Light. So they're not, it's just in your face now. So those of you that think that Bud Light has seen the error of their ways, I'm sorry, that's just not the case. And Target as well. You know, Target came under fierce attack. I mean, these guys have lost hundreds of millions of dollars since all of you folks decided to boycott these organizations. And Target actually pulled some of their pride-themed displays. I mean, they were right in your face. You walk into a Target and boom, there it was. And so a lot of people said, all right, we're not going back to Target. So they moved these displays to the back of the stores. But now we're getting word that Target has released a commercial for Pride Month, and this is what it sounds like. And by the way, these are all small children.
We're not born with pride. We're not born knowing where our life will lead, the obstacles we'll face, the joy we'll find, the heartbreaks we'll feel. We're not born knowing these milestones are also stepping stones in helping us find our footing in what we stand for. And who will stand by in searching for the words that help us find our voice, to be heard, to be seen, to belong, accepted for how we live, respected for who we love, and that what we overcome gives power and shape to what we become. We're not born with pride. We take pride. Pride in celebrating who we were born to be.
All right, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. That is the new commercial, and it stars children, little kids. Maybe I would say second graders, first graders, second graders, third graders, elementary school kids. And they are shoving the agenda down your throats. And they don't care. They don't care that you're not shopping there. They will use every single dollar they have left to advance this radical agenda. So my question is, are you still shopping at Target? Are you still drinking Bud Light? By the way, Cracker Barrel, they're still doing the rainbow-colored rocking chairs on their front porch. I can tell you this, that there is no Cracker Barrel rocking chair on my front porch anymore. Also, Garth Brooks facing backlash, but he's not backing down, and says, hey, look, if you boycott Bud Light, you're a blank hole. Jack Daniels, they're launching a marketing campaign for RuPaul's Drag Race. And, of course, we all know about the L.A. Dodgers. So it's really interesting. Even NASCAR has gone woke. NASCAR tweeting out in support of Pride Month. Why would they do that? Yes, well, I know, Dylan, but blowing it out your tailpipe is, no, that's a automobile terminology there. Yeah, no, so is torque your engine. Yeah, sorry. Nike also going gay. And, of course, they actually hired Caitlyn Jenner. And, no, I'm sorry, they hired Dylan Mulvaney to model leggings and sports bras. Or if you're French, brassiere. The North Face also joining in. And they've actually launched a Summer of Pride campaign, which is what the Biden administration is actually calling for. They no longer want just a month to celebrate people who put their private parts in other people's private parts. They want a whole summer for that. Just so you know what's really going on here. So I'm curious, are you done? Have you reached a point where you're like, I'm tired of this. I don't want to have anything to do with this. I don't want to support companies that are supporting this stuff. Just, you know, what you do, live your life, but don't force it on the children. Have you reached that point? Because I think there are a lot of people out there who have been quiet about this. They don't want to say anything. They don't want to cause a stir. And I'm curious if you're one of those people that says, you know what? That's it. We're done here. 844-747-8868. Let's go to Rachel in Georgia, listening to us on WDUN. Hi, Rachel. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Todd. Thank you for picking up my phone call. I'm just speaking to, you know, all of these corporations representing Pride. I don't think that it's because they actually care about Pride. I feel like it's because they're just kind of doing things along with what they think the status quo is, what they think they'll make the most money off of, and, like, what they think that people want, you know?
Do you think it's possible, Rachel, that some of these companies are terrified of the gay rights activist and, you know, they don't want to be attacked for being perceived as anti-gay, so they go above and beyond?
Yeah, honestly, definitely. Like, I think that's exactly what's happening.
It's just unbelievable. Just unbelievable. Rachel, appreciate that call. 844-747-8868 is our phone number. That's 844-747-8868. We're going to take a break. And again, when we come back, we are going to take your calls. And look, this is, I truly believe, this is the culture war issue of our generation, really of our lifetime. And if we do not take a stand here, we are in big trouble. May I tell you about our good friend Mike Lindell? We haven't talked about Mike in a long time, but they're doing some incredible work over at MyPillow. MyPillow 2.0, it's, folks, I'm telling you, it's a great pillow. I'm one of these guys, I sort of sleep on the hot side at night, right? I just get a little hot, and I love the AC. I always crank it down to about 68 degrees. But it's the pillow. The pillow always stays hot. Well, not anymore, thanks to MyPillow 2.0. This pillow was actually made with a temperature-regulating thread. It's the softest and smoothest and coolest pillow you will ever own. You got to trust me on this one. And Mike's got a great deal for us over at the MyPillow.com/Starnes store. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. You're going to be able to get MyPillow 2.0, buy one, and Mike's going to give you another one free with my promo code STARNS. That's MyPillow 2.0. You're going to get one free if you buy one. Buy one, get one free. MyPillow.com/STARNS. You're going to love this. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on MyPillow.com/STARNS for the buy one, get one free offer. You can also give them a call, 1-800-839-8506. That's 800-839-8506. 8506 and get your MyPillow 2.0. We'll be right back. tell you about old Kevin McCarthy. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy sitting down for an interview. This was on CNBC. Nobody watches that network. Really? Come on. Anyway, McCarthy was asked whether or not Trump could beat Biden. And he said, yeah, he can beat Biden. And the host says, well, is that a good thing for the Republican Party if Donald Trump is the nominee? And he says, look, the Republicans get to select their nominee. I think if you want to go sheer policy for policy, it's not good for Republicans. It's not good for Republicans, it's good for America. Trump's policies are better straightforward than Biden policies. So then he goes on to ask this question. But do you think he could win? McCarthy says, can he win that election? Yeah, he can. And then there's a follow-up. You think he can? And McCarthy says, the question is he the strongest to win the election? I don't know that answer. But can anybody beat Biden? Yeah, anybody can beat Biden. So my question, ladies and gentlemen, do you agree with McCarthy? Do you believe that Trump is the strongest candidate we have that can win the election? McCarthy says he doesn't know. I'm curious to hear your thoughts on that. 844-747-8868. Let's go to Georgia. Elaine is on the line and wants to weigh in on Pride Month. Hey, Elaine, what's on your mind?
Sir, I just want to make sure your viewers are aware there's a lot of corporations that are supporting the actions called Can't Cancel Pride, because they know there's people like us out there wanting this Pride thing to go away. Do what you want in your home, but leave it alone. And they now have a movement going where you can't cancel Pride, and companies like Cascade and Dawn, which are, you know, your basic household products now, are saying, hey, we support this, and we're not going to let you cancel us pushing it in your face.
As a matter of fact, you know, iHeartRadio, which actually owns a lot of the radio stations that used to carry Rush's show, they are actually big supporters of Can't Cancel Pride.
Kidding.
No, it's...
Thank you.
It's really shocking. I mean, it really is shocking. As a matter of fact, iHeart and Procter & Gamble announced their fourth annual Can't Cancel Pride 2023. So there you go. And it's...
We just need to be stronger.
You got to be strong and you got to be smart. That's what we got to do. Elaine, good intel, good information. Thank you for that. Let's go to James in Memphis, Tennessee, KWAM. James, do you have power? You know, a lot of people in Memphis don't have power right now.
Well, we got our power back. We lost it at 7 o'clock last night and got it back at 3 o'clock yesterday.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Yesterday, sorry.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
We got it back.
Good, good. What's on your mind, James?
Well, I believe that Trump is the strongest candidate that we can put forward. And I'll tell you why. He's already fought the battle that somebody else is going to have to learn how to fight. All we got to do now is win the war. And if they don't think we're in the war, we are in a war. Because we have to understand that the people that are running our country right now on the Democratic side, they're an evil mob. Cosa Nostra and Don Conti, whatever that other group is, but these guys are bad. They're evil. They're just evil. That's all there is to it. And we have to accept that and understand that we've got to stand up, and it's the voter that's going to have to do it. The police aren't going to help us. The DOJ is not going to help us because they're part of the problem.
Well, it's a good point you're bringing up, James, and we have a really bad phone signal there, so we're going to have to let you go, but I think we got the gist of what you're saying. And James from Memphis, Tennessee says Trump is the strongest guy. We are in a war, and he is absolutely right. I was talking about this on Newsmax when I was hosting last week. We really are in a war, and we are dealing with very bad people. We are dealing with very evil people. Hillary Clinton is an evil person. Barack Hussein Obama is an evil person. And Joe Biden, an evil man, who is also a racist, by the way, an unrepentant racist. Very disturbing what's going on right now in the country. All right, 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. So I want to play some audio for you. This is great. The College World Series and LSU fans have made some national news. This is the story from Outkick Sports. Cut number one, please.
There will never be another fan base like LSU. They have now purchased close to 50,000 Jell-O shots at the College World Series. I'm not sure what's in the water down at LSU, but the entire fan base, forever, this isn't anything new, is different. And as Ross Dellinger pointed out, he's witnessed LSU fans, he covers college football, drink a portion of Nashville out of liquor, and then drink a downtown Atlanta Marriott out of alcohol. There's really no fan base that you could compare them to. There's something so different about LSU. Students, fans, players, coaches, cheerleaders, we could go on and on and on. They are the undisputed, undefeated, reigning number one, pound for pound, champion of the world. And they showed up for the College World Series and reminded everybody about who they are.
Wow, they sure did. Wow, LSU winning, their seventh College World Series championship. And, I mean, they just crushed Florida 18-4 and got the big win, national champions for 2023. But, okay, what is going on down there in Louisiana? That's what I want to know. Do you people actually have livers down there? I mean, is this accurate? You guys literally drank so much booze that they ran out in Nashville? And the Marriott in Atlanta? My goodness. Anyway, there was something like 50,000 Jell-O shots, and I think the closest other team was like 4,000, just to give you an idea. That's a lot of booze. Got to watch the liver there. All right, let's go to Maine. Ann with us on WLOB. Hi, Ann. What's on your mind?
Hello. Are you there?
Ann, I think I'm here. It's late in the show, Ann. I don't know. We've got about a minute. What's going on, Ann?
Okay. We hear all of this. The Republicans are going to do this. The Democrats are doing this. The appeal of Donald Trump is he came in not as a Republican, not as a Democrat, as someone who was a patriot here in the United States. And that's where we've got to go. Do you think Joe Biden is a patriot? Do you think that Hillary Clinton was a patriot? No. We have to look for people who are going to support the United States of America, not the deep state.
And it's so well said, and not this uniparty, and we really do not want some sort of a global society. And I think President Trump understands that. President Trump is an American, and he governed as such. And by the way, all of that, and there's going to be a lot of hullabaloo over that audio recording. But one of the things that people are not reporting about is that General Milley is a liar. The man lied about President Trump wanting to go to war with Iran, when in fact it was General Milley and the Pentagon that wanted to go to war, not Donald Trump. That tells me he's a dishonest man. So anyway, and we got to run. Thank you for that call. And folks, we'll continue the conversation tomorrow. In the meantime, head over to ToddStarnes.com. Hey, by the way, I'll be on Newsmax tonight just as a pundit. I'll be doing Chris Higbee's Carl Higbee's show. That's coming up later this afternoon. All right, folks, you get out there. Have a great day, America.